Parkcast, the UK's original theme park podcast.
Welcome back to Parkcast, park fans. We're a podcast for theme park fans. If that's you, you know by now you're in the right place. I'm Vex, this is Kev.
Hi everyone.
And we're here every week just chatting about things going on in the theme park industry, particularly in the UK, of which we've had some very exciting developments over the last couple of weeks. So we need to do that. And we're bringing back a Parkcast favourite. You wouldn't believe how many requests I get for you, Lawrence.
What?
It's true.
True story. I honestly just can't.
It's Lawrence from University Bedford.
Hello. Hello. It's a pleasure to be back. Thank you so much for having me.
You are very welcome. Yeah, I literally get messages saying, when's Lawrence coming back on to talk about Universal? So we have bowed to that demand and you're back and you're here today because... Just a couple of weeks ago, we got very exciting news that Universal UK GB Bedford, we'll discuss that, is actually happening.
It's happening.
So exciting.
It's coming.
I was living on those positive vibes. I never doubted it, but there comes a point when you just kind of... You know, you need a little bit more juice. You know, you need a little bit more.
Need something. Show us something.
Yeah. You need something because otherwise you're just going to run dry. And then, lo and behold, Keir Starmer, my saviour.
There he was.
So, yeah, we're here. It's happening.
I can't believe it. I think we spoke to you it was September, October last year when we first had you on. We were all quietly confident that this time was going to be different. We've all been let down in the past, saying nothing Paramount, saying nothing for many of the other parks that have been dangled in front of us over the last 20, 30 years. But this one did feel a little bit different, and you did a really good job of explaining why this one felt different and all the things that were going on in the background, which we're going to end it with this positive outcome, which we now have. We are going to talk about today. We're doing a deep dive. We're going to talk about what we know so far and what we think is coming based on enthusiast intuition and careful dissecting of the artwork and what's going to happen next, because there are still obviously some years to go until we'll actually get to walk through those gates, but it's going to rattle by quickly.
Plenty of time to talk about it.
There is.
We've got plenty more years to talk about.
Well, don't you worry.
Talk about gonna... it. But it's certainly the biggest thing that's happened that I can think of. Talking about this, we were talking about the golden generation of theme park enthusiast age, the age that we are. But in my lifetime, I don't remember anything quite like this big in the UK.
Do you? UK.
Genuinely.
Anything? I mean, the rides that have opened... That you've gone, whoa, that's a huge, you know, crazy thing. But in terms of a big theme park opening in the UK, nothing like it.
I don't think we'll ever see it again either. I don't think you're going to get another major UK park built from the ground up on the scale of Universal. I think this is it. This is the moment. And we're all going to live through it, hopefully, and see it come to life.
I mean, I do hope I'm not embarrassing myself. But I do think this has never been done before in this country. Really? Really? I mean, you know, something from barren land to something finished on opening day. I mean, we've seen evolution, you know, obviously. Towers, Thorpe Park, Chessington, even Legoland, that was the Safari Park. Yep. We've seen evolution across the board. We've seen, you know, there are historical attractions too, you know, around the seaside. We've got Blackpool and Great Yarmouth and all that. This hasn't happened before.
No.
So I think it's completely reasonable to say it may not happen again on these shores. It really is a time to be alive if you're into this kind of thing.
Which we are. And hopefully you are. Otherwise, you're going to find this podcast... probably a little bit weird. We all get very excited about it. Let's just rewind to that moment when we knew for sure the announcement was coming, because I know we'd been messaging that day, and that there was excitement was rife amongst theme park enthusiasts on that evening, because there were lots of little leaks coming out. And I think it was coming from journalists who started contacting people like you and some other people saying, there might be something you're interested in coming out tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, so let's kind of get into our time machine. We might come back to that later. But let's zip up to 88 miles an hour and skip back to the 8th of April. It was, wasn't it? It was the 8th of April. It was a Tuesday. Now, it was really interesting, because the previous day, I was getting a bit impatient. I'll be honest with you. I was getting a bit impatient. I was thinking, this thing is coming. I know it's coming. I could, you know, you'd hear little kind of things here and there. And I just thought, you know what? I'm gonna stick my neck out. I'm gonna say this is happening in the next week, right? And there was some judgment in there, but there was also, you know, there was a bit of kind of wishful thinking. But there was a fair amount of kind of, I don't know, intel behind it. But when on Tuesday I got a couple of emails from, I think one was from LBC, one was from the BBC. And they were saying, oh, yeah, as you know, there's going to be a massive announcement tomorrow about Universal. And I thought, yeah, as I know. But the weird thing is, like, I mean, the Express and the Mirror have been putting my videos on their website, because obviously, like, there was an embargo in through Monday into Tuesday. But they could report that some idiot online, me, was posting stuff and saying that, I'm really sure it's going to happen, right? Because, you know, I can say what I like. So when they said that, oh, something definitely is happening, then I was messaging Bex. I was thinking, like, what is going on? and then Project Universal, who you might have kind of, you might see his stuff online. He's got some great drone footage. He messaged me as well. It's like, yeah, tomorrow there's an embargo. And I was like, yeah, okay. So I was like scrambling. I was thinking, right, I've got to get my stuff together, because tomorrow's going to be a big day. But yeah, I didn't sleep much.
No.
What about you guys?
Yeah, I was getting those same rumors, and I was getting people messaging me saying, I think it's tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow. And I was doing loads of like digging around to see what I could find. My spidey senses said the same as you. The fact that they were posting your videos where you'd specifically said, I think there's going to be an announcement this week. And because lots of people had done lots of Universal videos, but it was yours that they chose to use. And you were the only person saying this week rather than next week or whatever. I was thinking, yeah, there's something in this. There's a reason why they've chosen to highlight this. And I'd done a video about 3 months ago where I'd said, I think the Mirror are going to break it, because their chief political editor had basically said, it's gonna happen, and Universal's expect a Universal announcement. And I said, there's all these dealings behind the scenes. When you get a political editor breaking a story like that, it's because he's been told by someone in government, here's a nice little good news story for you. Start leaking it out to people, start making people feel good. And then lo and behold, who broke the story? It was the Mirror. It was that same journalist. And I think the first time we got absolute confirmation it was coming out was, I think it was Newsnight do tomorrow morning's front pages.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 10 p.m. and it was Newsnight was on. I think it was Attraction Source got a screenshot of their tomorrow's front pages, and they were like, and here's the Mirror. And it wasn't the main story. It was tucked away in the corner of the front page.
Yeah.
And it was like Universal gets the green light or something like that.
It was punny.
It's actually happening. That was like, I think that was about 10:30 in the evening. So after that was it. Then I was like, right, well, I'm waiting up till midnight to see that land on their actual website and know for sure that is what that headline meant.
It was game over for sleep at that point. You know,
it was so nice though. Everyone was kind of online and like messaging, like on like loads of Instagram stories going up and people going, have you heard this? Have you heard that? It was like a really kind of buzzy, excited atmosphere, which sounds really sad. But when you were all theme park nerds, like we said, this is the biggest announcement we've ever had. Yeah, so of course we were there, like getting excited about it.
And also because we've been rumouring, talking about it for months now. And so we just want to be able to, like you say, we want to be able to go, this is actually happening now. This isn't just this pipe dream. And, you know, we're talking about this field in Bedford now. We've actually said that this is actually going to happen. And I think, and I think as well, if it was just like a small family run park being built, would we make as much of us? Probably not. I think because it's a universal park, it's the first one in Europe. And also from the concept art as well, which we'll get to in a minute, there looks like there's a lot of things in there that might be unique for the UK, in which case it makes it even more of an interesting pull because you're going to get people coming from the US as well. People who are universal fanatics, they're going to see some of these rides in the UK. You're gonna fly over here. It's not just big for us, I guess.
No,
you know, if Universal have obviously really thought this through, they wouldn't be putting a park in the UK if they didn't think this, you know, it's not going to work. You know, they've got a rival in Disney in Paris, but they know they can put a park in the UK and it's going to attract millions of people.
Yeah. I think the timing of it was really interesting as well, because a lot of people originally were saying, we're not going to hear anything about this until after the end of May when Epic Universe opens. And I always thought that was off, because I was like, why? Now is when there is a load of excitement and buzz about Epic Universe. All these previews are happening. And I've been seeing that as well. And I'm sure you guys had all week before this Universal UK announcement. There was loads of Epic Universe stuff. And I was like, oh, I'm really excited about Epic Universe. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, I'll get over there at some point. But then you start seeing everyone there and you're like, oh, this part looks amazing. What an amazing job Universal have done on this brand new theme park. And then they're like, poof. We're going to get one as well.
100%. I think I said this. I think I said this maybe. I mean, the whole kind of idea of, oh, they'll wait until Epic's landed before you know, revealing this. I just thought that didn't make any sense to me, because when Epic lands, that needs to be the news for the next three, 4, 5 years at least. Okay. Mm-hmm. If Epic opens and then they drop this, look, Bex, you speak quite frequently about that there is a difference in perception between the likes of us and normal people. And normal people would go, oh, you know, oh, did you see that new Universal park that's opened? And they'll go, no, mate, it's opening in 6 years.
Yeah.
And like, genuinely, there would be a degree of confusion.
Yeah.
And look, Universal, they're the pros, they know that. So it always seemed like we were going to hear before then. It was just a matter of time, right? So,
is there another Universal project currently being constructed at the moment before UK opens?
There are a couple, but they're smaller in scale. So there's they're building a sort of a kind of a micro park, like a micro resort, which is going to be focused more on kind of family attractions. That's going to be over in Texas, and they're going to be building a kind of a year-round Halloween Horror Nights experience out in Vegas. But of this scale, this is it now. And in fact, the same person that worked on Epic as creative lead is now on this.
Yeah, I saw that. Amazing. Saw that announcement. Yeah, which is super exciting, because Epic does look, I don't want to use the word epic, but
I know,
it
right?
But it does.
Yeah.
We'll be speaking very soon to someone who's been to some previews of it, which is going to be so exciting to hear about. But back to ours. Right.
Yes.
Let's try and put this one to bed, because this one's maxing me out. What are we calling this thing? Is it Universal UK? Universal GB? Surely it's not going to be Universal Studios Bedford.
No, genuinely, I don't know either. I mean, I think it makes sense. I think it will be the Universal Studios UK or Universal Studios Europe, potentially.
Oh.
Potentially. I think maybe not, but it's a possibility. I mean, I think they could call it London, because that would make sense to people. It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It will only, you know, after all, it'll only be kind of 30-minute train ride from St. Pancras Station. But I don't think that's going to wash with the locals. So I think it will be UK. I think that's what it will be. In America's eyes, they're going to think, well, just UK. It's just kind of like, it's a state, you know.
Yeah.
That's where I'd see it land. I think the GB thing won't happen. I think because it leaves some people out. It leaves Northern Ireland out, and they are part of this country. And I don't think I think they'll be sensitive to that. And I hope they would be, to be honest. So I if you asked me to put my money on it, I'd say UK. What about you?
Yeah, I think I'd go with UK.
Yeah.
I think I'll put my money on saying it's not going to be Universal Studios Bedford. That's
Really?
what I'm going to lay that one down.
I don't
Because
know, man. Like, we're known the world over. We made bricks.
see, I didn't. The only thing I
No
knew
bricks.
you made was the vans, and I'm just assuming you
Oh
make the vans there.
yeah, no.
But
That's true. We did
that
used
is
to make
true.
fans here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did, but that went. So did the bricks. But hey, it's good. We got something else.
You've got something very good
We got
instead.
something else
Famous for
coming.
something else now.
Yeah,
And it's like we
definitely.
were saying, this isn't just going to attract a UK audience. So I think that'll play into what they call it. And I'm less convinced about the Europe thing because I think Americans get very confused about the UK and Europe, and they
Yeah,
don't understand our
that's a fair
relationship
point.
with Europe and how we're in Europe, but we're not. And I think I wouldn't be surprised on the London thing. I know the locals would kick off, but I also don't think that they'd necessarily have much say in it. So,
No,
yeah,
it's
it sounds
absolutely not.
cool. Universal Studios London sounds cool.
It
But yeah,
does.
I think
It's what's
UK
easier to
makes the most
say,
sense.
isn't it? Universal Studios UK sounds easier to say than Universal Studios Great Britain.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Like the Great Britain thing is like you don't really see Great Britain as a term used very often.
Again,
Unless
foreign
you're watching the
nations.
Olympics.
Yeah, that's
And
true, actually.
but
Yeah.
like I don't
GB,
that
Team GB.
yeah I just don't know. I like I don't think I think the GB thing is kind of like I think it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. I would be amazed if they went with GB at this point. I do think it'll be UK. London would be interesting. It's got some marketability. So yeah. I mean, look, it's watch this space. We won't find out probably until like 2 years before the park's due to open. But it'll be interesting. But it's probably the least interesting part, to be
It
honest,
probably is.
of all of
It's
it.
just it's really hard when you
Yeah.
try and do an episode about something and I'm like, I don't know what I'm calling this.
I know. No. You're right to ask it first because, after all, what are we going to call this thing?
We'll call it Universal Studios UK.
That's what I've been calling it since
Let's do
we've
it.
started, so
Yeah.
I'm going to stick
Yeah.
with that. It's
Yeah.
like Warner Brothers Studios Tour London, isn't it? And that's in Watford. Are we going to say it's in Watford or London? The Universal Studio, yeah, Universal Studios London, although it's in near Luton,
No,
as
don't.
well.
I'm a Watford
So.
boy. That whole debate goes on and on and on for generations. So yeah, that's no,
There you go.
we
It
don't.
might just
Yeah,
end up
yeah.
being London, and we have to stick with it, I think.
And do you know what? If it happens, I'll take the hit. I don't mind. They can do it. I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna lose any sleep over
You're
it,
not
to be
going to
completely
have a
honest.
protest. Well, I'm not going then because
Exactly.
it's because the other ones are all named after their
Well,
cities, aren't
this
they,
is
in? So
true.
it'll be the
Yeah.
first one that's not.
Very good
So
point.
it potentially be London. I mean,
All
we're
right.
only 2 hours away in the Midlands here, so it could be Birmingham
Yeah.
still. You never know. So,
Don't run out.
Universal Studios Birmingham. Birmingham.
Hey, you know what? I think Universal Studios Nuneaton has got a nice ring to it. So
There you go. So it could be anywhere.
100%. But no, it's yeah. London's warming to me. I like it. I like it.
Okay. For now, we'll call it Universal Studios UK.
Okay. All right.
Until we know otherwise,
All
we'll
right.
do
Yeah.
that
Yeah.
on this podcast. Right, talking about things that we also don't yet know, but we are trying to know because the reality is we don't know anything at the moment. So like just to set the record straight, Universal have said yes, we want to build this park, here's some nice concept art, but they've said nothing else concrete, have they?
No, but that picture does
The
paint a
picture
thousand
tells oh
words.
it really does.
How often do you zoom in, Lawrence? Did
Oh,
you
do
do
you
the
know
thing?
what?
This is where it
Oh,
gets that's where it gets interesting. When the artwork comes up, you zoom in. Right, this is it now.
I got the super duper high resolution version. I've been kind of zooming in, and I was listening to the Park Stop podcast, and they made this great observation. And if you do have the high resolution version, you can actually zoom in on the concept art. and you can see where they've generatively filled bits. So they've taken out details, generatively filled. So you kind of, so it's like, oh, you don't know what it is now. And you're like, no, we do. We do know. So genuinely, I'm subject to change, and we'll probably come on to some of the bits that may change in this. But I think that concept art, I genuinely, you know, it's not going to be like, oh, they've just thrown something together and we're not going to end up with anything like this.
Yeah.
There are some things in here that are coming, and they might iteratively change a little bit, but I think some of those things are absolutely nailed on. And to be completely honest, I'm delighted about that.
Yeah. I think particularly when you look at certain ones, you go, some look quite recognizable. Mm-hmm. In terms of, if you've been to other Universal parks around the world, there's certain things, there's certain iconic shaped buildings, Jurassic Park, for example, Jurassic World, that you can't happen but look and go, well, that's clearly that. And like I say, there are other things that are brand new that you've never seen before that you can't really make out yet, which is exciting, actually.
Yeah, 100%. Let's go through it. Let's see what we can. Well, actually, should we first of all just address the elephant in the room, which is we don't think we can see Wizarding World of Harry Potter. That is not in this. And we've got to remember, this is phase one, stage one.
Yep.
But that is nowhere to be seen currently.
It is. This is the first concept art we've ever seen. It is official. My opinion on this is, I think Universal will be moving whatever mountains they need to try and make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy task, because Warner Brothers know how much this is going to be worth to Universal. They also know that they do have the studio tour 30 minutes down the road. My argument is, these are complementary attractions. Should they open something here? I think they're complementary. I think one, you know, somebody, it's not going to be a kind of a thing going, oh, I did Leavesden or Watford. So I'm, you know, I don't need to go to Universal, or I went to Universal, I don't bother with the studio tour. If you're into Potter, you're going to do both.
Yeah.
It may not even be in the same trip. You might have to come back for one, but you're going to do both.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's a kind of thing where Warner Brothers are thinking about, you know, that they're going to lose out, right? They will be compensated, I'm sure, more than fairly. Mm. But I genuinely think they'll be moving mountains to make that happen. It's not in there because it's not been agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're trying to negotiate a really tough deal where the other person holds all the cards, the worst thing you could possibly do is broadcast it to everyone that you've already got what you wanted. It's just not a good strategy, right?
Yeah.
If you know, because then Warner Brothers say, well, okay, the price just went up, and you can't afford to not pay us that, because look, you promised
you've
it
told
to
everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and they've got the land as well to extend, haven't they, Lawrence? Like, they've got, like, make it 700 acres, haven't they? They've got the ability to expand. Yeah. So there's potential that that concept art could be saying, that's the first phase, Harry Potter, eventually, second phase, if they get the rights to it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, even if you look at this concept art, it's not jam-packed with attractions and things to do. There is a lot of space in there that can be used and utilized, and you know their plan is to open something big every 2 years for the first 20 years.
Okay.
Sorry, Merlin.
But Thought that's Park's the plan, just crying.
Right? Yeah, that is the plan. They are not. They're not going to open this and go, all right, we did it. They're going to be out. They're going to be pushing, 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 and within 20 years, they, you know, it would not surprise me if not only are those expansion plots that you see in the concept art field, but we'll also see something else, whether it's the second gate or something. I don't know, but I genuinely, I wouldn't start crying yourself to sleep that Wizarding World is not coming, because the thing has just been announced.
Yeah.
They probably haven't even started negotiating, and that that deal is going to take some time to iron out, and it might not even be done by the time this thing opens. But Universal will be doing everything they can to get it.
The one thing that I read that might be a reason why we're not seeing it as well, not regarding any of the contracts and stuff like that, is that the fact that Wizarding World is so successful in Orlando, and obviously we've got Epic as well has got a whole new Harry Potter world to go and explore now as well, and they know that that is a draw for a lot of UK residents, and that is the reason they specifically go and book Universal in Florida is to go to the Wizarding World. So you almost don't want to destroy your UK market in Florida by going, oh, you don't need to go there anymore, you can just go down the road instead. Which I think is an interesting way of looking at it as well. I don't, like you say, I think we'll see it at some point in some form or another, but I don't think they would. I think it would be daft of them to replicate what they've got in Florida.
100%, 100%. I think you're absolutely right. Cannibalization is a terrible idea. I think if you want to see what Hogsmeade looks like, they've got the actual sets down the road. If you want to see what Diagon Alley looks like, they got the sets. If you want to walk through the Great Hall of Hogwarts, they got the sets. They're going to have to think of a new angle, something that we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
And that way, you won't have that problem.
This is such an exciting thing, because I bet there's probably not that many people who can get to America or maybe afford to fly out to America, certainly maybe even not to get to Asia, to the Universal parks over there. So for a lot of people in Europe, this is the chance to get to a Universal park and for the first time in their lives. That's the only thing I'm thinking about by not putting Harry Potter. Seems like it would be a bit of a shame, because there is probably a large proportion of people who would make the trip to the UK one because of that as well, because of flights to America being, maybe out of reach for certain families, maybe.
100%. I mean, look, we're living in a world at the moment which is not the cheapest. And I'm not going to talk doom and gloom for any more than about 10 seconds, but it's a tough time at the moment for a lot of people, for most people. And the thought of spending a 10, 15 grand, because look, if you're doing Disney World and you're doing Universal and you're doing 2 weeks, because you know what, it's a once in a blue moon kind of holiday, that's how much money you're going to spend. Because if you want to go on any rides at Disney World, you're going to be buying lightning lanes. It's going to be expensive, right? And people are thinking, okay, all right, I could do that, or I could do something else. I could make that money go further some other way. This gives people, as you say, an affordable option. It's not going to be cheap, but you can have an amazing day out, a day to remember with your family for less than £1,000, which is, that's one tenth of the price. Okay. And you're going to get a flavor of the experience.
All very interesting. Obviously, we're going to keep all eyes on that one as it develops. But let's take a look at this concept art then, and let's see what we do think we can see. Which way around should we go? Should we go clockwise or anti-clockwise? What do you think?
I think we need to go clockwise because there's a very interesting roller coaster that's literally to the left.
Bottom left.
Yeah, bottom left. And if this theme is correct, we're not talking about a theme that is touching on the younger generation here.
No.
Because it's actually one of my favourite films of all time. So you're appealing to a very interesting, it was a very interesting one, having Back to the Future as a theme. Where did this come about? Is it just a rumour or the trademarks
this
going on?
This is not a rumour. This is not a rumour. This is the as soon as this happened, right, on the 9th of April, honestly, trademarks have been dropping. Like, they just pop, 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 pop. We've had Lord of the Rings, we've had Back to the Future, all sorts, right? All dropping in. All with the designation for attractions and theme parks. Now, this one, and I understand why you want to start there, because it's honestly, like, who's not buzzing about this, right? When I saw it, I thought, hang on a sec. That looks a bit like Hill Valley's Waterhouse Square. And then, right, so this is where, so if you've got the high resolution version, and if you don't, dig it out, have a look, zoom in very, very closely, right? Zoom in very, very closely on the square. What would be where that little clock tower would be?
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that that is, there are so many little, it's kind of been blurred and squiggled out, right? There used to be a clock tower there. They got rid mm-hmm. of it because we obviously can't tell what that is by looking.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely nailed on. If this part of the park happens, and to be honest, I think this is one of the most nailed on parts of this concept art that I think I'm like 95% sure this is going to, it might change a bit, but it's going to be what we see. This is going to be absolutely incredible. And it fits the theme.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like.
And you mentioned height. I remember the first time we spoke to you, Lawrence, you mentioned about height was not a problem, though. It could be, they could build something insanely high. And Bex, you sent me the photo of the spike, because I'd not seen it. I'd not seen the high rise thing. So I'd only seen the showbun it coming out, and then sent me a picture, and I was like, whoa, okay. And does it go up twice? Because it looks like there's got two. It looks like it goes up. One, looks like it's going to launch. You're going to go up. And then there's looks like it's got two parts to it. So you're going to go up face first, like Superman, whatever, in America. Yeah. And then you've got the other one that's going to come back down again.
So from what I can tell, it looks like we're going to accelerate to 88 miles per hour. And we're going to go up the tallest spike. And then it looks like we're going to come back down. There'll be some sort of switch track trickery going on there. We're going to whiz around a little bit. And then as you say, we're going to go up the second spike, which looks to me to have a little bit of a twist to it. So I mean, to me, this looks very Intamin multi-launch situation, right? And the height, look, 88 miles an hour. How fast is stealth?
It's about 80, isn't it? 80 miles an hour, I think. Yeah,
80, right. I think in look, Hyperia's got 5 or 6 years in the sun, right? I think this is going to go higher. I don't think it's going to be like mad. I think we can see 250, 260 here. Mm-hmm. No probs.
Yeah, that whole indoor section, it looks like you're going to get like quite a immersive kind of queue bit, potentially like a dark ride section before you, because all that building looks massive, and just hearing like the Marty. We gotta go. Great Scott. And then out you go, zooming 88 miles an hour, up the first bike, then down, launched again, and you're around. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, right? Because do you know what? Like one of the things that we've always said about, you know, particularly the accelerator model of Intamin rides has been, you know, that there's only really one theme. It's kind of like you're in a race car. Mm-hmm. That's it. Or you're in a hot rod, right? But you're racing a car. And don't get me wrong, this is still a car. But there's actually a point to going fast. Now, what, you know, a lot of people kind of, okay, so which iteration of Hill Valley is this? Is this kind of the 1985 version? Is this the 1955 version? Is it the 1885 version? I wouldn't be surprised if it was the 50s version. The interesting question is, where are you going to be when you go through that 88 mile per hour, right? That is the thing that I'm like, that's what I want to know. I want to know where the ride is going to take us, because the ride, by the virtue of its whole purpose and the theme, it's going to take you through space and time. So that to me is going to be absolutely fascinating. I think they have been absolutely vindicated in making this choice, because as soon as these rumors have started, as soon as people have started to piece things together in the concept art, everyone's been going mad for it. They're like, I cannot believe they are doing this. This is nuts. And I like, this transcends, you know, the enthusiast community. This is like everybody, because look, my kids, they don't know Back to the Future, right? But when this all happened, I actually I dug out the Blu-rays, just put them on the shelf because I thought, you know what, I'm gonna refresh my. And my 3-year-old, he picked it up and he was like, "Daddy, can we watch this?" I was like, "Yeah, we can watch this." But like, genuinely, if you go through the Universal IPs, I mean, look, take Waterworld, right? I've seen that show. I've seen that show. I love the show. I hadn't watched a film until last year. I kind of wish I hadn't, but it
Terrible.
was
It's not
yeah.
great. It's not great.
Yeah, but it's weird, but I mean, like, the show is incredible, and it's still going strong. And look, say what you like. I mean, look, they did Jurassic World, and that's all brilliant, and all the rest of it, but people still love Jurassic Park. People love those 30-year-old movies. It's not. I don't think that's a problem, and in fact, it's almost a selling point because they're like, "Damn, Back to the Future as a brand is still so strong, and we haven't really done anything with it for 30 years." Like, it. We're just kind of just sitting back, and it's doing all the work. So let's show it a bit of love, and let's see how this lands. And don't get, don't forget, a lot of this is gauging reaction, right? Right, this is, they're putting stuff out there to provoke conversations exactly like this because they want to know what's going to land and what's not before they start spending millions and millions and billions of pounds.
We talked about in our IP episode, didn't we, about IPs lasting and not, and then when they don't last, how they date very quickly because they're so irrelevant. And I suppose a franchise like Back to the Future, the fact that it has stood that test of time even without anything happening for 30 odd years, that's the definition of an IP that's gonna be around for forever because
Definitely.
it's done this much.
And you know what? There aren't very many DeLoreans still on the road,
I
but
saw
whenever
one the other day.
Did
It
you?
Did it bring a smile
literally.
to your face, Beck? Did it
Well,
bring a
I
smile to
didn't know. I'm not a car buff either, but my husband is. And it drove past us. It was heading towards Skegness, so don't know
Oh,
if it
was
came
it?
out unscathed.
Oh, there you go.
I think there's like less than 1,000 on the road or something. It's a really, really low number. So yeah, I was
It's
quite. It was only a couple of days after this Universal announcement. I was like,
I
oh,
can tell you exactly how
eight.
many actually, because
Can you?
Project Universal did some research, and there are 303
Oh, really? Oh,
left on the
wow.
road. So
Crazy.
not very
Not
many,
many.
but it captures your imagination. But
Yeah,
I mean, look,
absolutely.
that's just one of the lands. So let's
Yeah,
it was the
let's
most
move on.
surprising
Should we go
go
one, in all fairness? That
on?
was the most surprising theme IP that they brought up. So
None of
good
us have
place to start.
predicted that one.
No.
One that we had predicted, let's move northwards clockwise, which we think is going to be Jurassic World Park,
You're
whatever
hedging
we're
your bets
calling it.
there, Bex. You're
I'm
hedging your
hedging
bets,
my
aren't you?
bets.
Are we
It
thinking
is.
that other roller coaster is part of it? Because that would make it quite a big land. If you look at there's like looks like there's a massive dark ride. Now, I had heard people talk about potentially being similar to the one that's over in Beijing. Is that right? There's
Nailed on.
and then you've got the coast. Is the coaster meant to be part of Jurassic Park? Is it
I
potentially? Or...
believe so. I believe so.
Okay.
So the yeah the that huge show building, which is just, it looks like something out of kind of NASA or something. It's
Looks like
enormous.
an Amazon distribution warehouse,
Actually,
but
yeah, you're probably right. That's
potentially
probably
more
bigger these days.
exciting.
That is going to be, look, that will be an iteration of, or the same as the Jurassic World Adventure at Beijing. There is no problem with them picking that one up and dropping it in, because how many people from the UK are going to go to China?
Well, yes,
Right?
that was what I was
You
thinking.
know, it's not nor you know, it's not normally kind of high on people's lists, and it has a reputation until very recently of being the best dark ride in the world. Subject to change, Epic Universe, etc. That's what I think that is. You can see just next to it, there's this green tracked ride. I believe, I'll be interested to see what other people think, but to me, I think this is going to be a version of Flying Dinosaur that's over at Universal, in Osaka. It looks like it's got the right profile. It's in the right place, in the right place of the park. And I think it would be such a smart move. You don't, like we talked about cannibalization earlier. They want to have a Jurassic Park, Jurassic World themed area here because that is what people want. But they are not going to build Velocicoaster here because they want people to fly over for that.
Well, yeah, I'm not happy about that, Lawrence.
I know.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to settle for Back to the Future sorry, mate.
Can we at least say, if it is going to be a flying coaster, can it not be a B&M? Can it be a Vekoma flying coaster? Like, well,
that's an interesting call because, please. You know, that you know what? Like, who knows? I mean, no.
I love a B&M, but when it comes to a flying coaster, I'm sorry, the Vekoma takes it.
I was a little bit gutted when I saw it was green. I was like, oh, that doesn't look Velocicoaster to me.
It's not Velocicoaster.
But hey, okay. It's, you know, unique, you know, in that way. And but I've always been a bit frustrated, and I know Disney have started doing it quite a bit now with copy and paste attractions across the world. And you want certain ones to be kind of unique to your local Disney or Universal park. But I understand why, like the one in Beijing, that dark ride, you know, I'm really gutted. I've seen a POV of it now. Now it's going to be in the UK because I've watched it. And now I'm like,
it spoiled it.
Forget in 6 years, Kev. It'll be all right.
I will. I'm going to block it out.
Yeah, that's it.
Going fresh as if I've never seen it.
Get some hypnotherapy. It'll be cool.
That's it. I just need a Men in Black thing.
Hey, you need Darren Brown.
Let's not bring Darren Brown
in. He might be looking for work. You never know.
Anyone want to give me an IP? Anybody? Jurassic Park will be great. I think it's so iconic for Universal. Every park has one. I think it would be stupid to have not had one in the UK. So I'm all for Jurassic Park. Absolutely.
And the 100. Indoor huge dark ride makes perfect sense in a country where it rains 80% of the year.
Absolutely.
So at least we will be able to enjoy it all year round. Let's move on to the next station. Right, so this is the, it's not a ride, it's what looks like an arena entertainment area, of which there is discussion over what could be going in there. You've already mentioned Water World, which was the initial, they're bringing
Water
World.
That's what we thought.
But then the James Bond rumour started creeping in.
Yeah, I've heard the rumour. I don't really know what to think about it because I genuinely have not heard anything to make me believe that that is happening or that that is what's going there. I might be completely wrong, and it might be just, this might be whatever the bias is, and I've forgotten what the bias is for it when you're like, you want it to be something, and you're it's like a kind of a form of confirmation bias. I'm like, I really want it to be Waterworld, so James Bond can go away. But I think, look, they have made it look as much like Waterworld as they possibly can in this concept art. Yeah. Now, we know that there's been some trickery. We know that there have been details taken out of every single land, everything, the clock tower in Hill Valley, some of the detailing around Jurassic World or Jurassic Park, like the gates. We'll just erase that and no one will know. This one genuinely is a bit of a mystery to me because it looks like Waterworld. But as I said, like, we would be buzzing for that. But if I kind of, you know, if I just kind of went down, you know, to the co-op and I said, they're going to have a Waterworld themed stunt show, they'll be like, huh? What? Kevin Costner? What? Like, you know, it would probably seem weird to people. So I think that's why people are kind of going, oh, well, it's going to be an action-y thing. And what do we have that's action-y in this country?
It's very British. Bond.
Yeah. But I mean, like, they don't own the IP. So, I mean, like, there's this kind of weird thing where, like, Amazon do now, and maybe they can do a deal with Amazon. But, you know, like, we're talking really, this is all hypothetical. And I'm going to say something controversial, but I hope it's not James Bond.
Oh.
I hope it's not.
Do you hope it's not because you really want it to be Waterworld?
I mean, in part.
What would you hope it to be then, Lawrence? What if it's?
I mean, no, I want Waterworld. I'm not going to like it.
Potential.
I might be wrong. I just think James Bond is such a difficult IP to pull off. The tone of it is always changing. James Bond himself is always changing. Everything about it is always changing. It's such a dynamic IP. And when you've got such a dynamic IP like that, it is, you know, I'm not a James Bond aficionado, but if you compared Skyfall with On Her Majesty's Secret Service, then you'd be like, wait a minute. This the same thing?
Yeah.
This the same thing? Okay. So then which version are we getting? Mm. Are we getting, you know, Daniel Craig? Are we getting Sean Connery? What's the situation? Like, there's so many questions, and it is so polarizing because everyone's got their favorite Bond.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their favorite movie. Everyone likes this. Everyone likes that. And you know what? It's so complicated, and it will probably be expensive as well. So, I just think, I get it's very popular. I understand that people would want it, but I think it might just be a bit too complex to pull off in order to please people. Genuinely, this is the one part of this concept. I'm looking at it, I'm like, got no idea.
Could be a lot of different things coming up.
Maybe it'll change every year.
Hey,
please no. Yeah, can you imagine? Okay, well, we'll leave that one in the hope that it's Waterworld for Lawrence. Moving on down, we've got what is now strongly rumoured to be Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's the thing. I've been getting some heat online because I said this is Lord of the Rings, and people are like, no, it's not Shrek.
Yes, that's what I heard.
Well, okay. All right. Maybe it is. No one knows. We do know that Lord of the Rings had a trademark filed in the last 2 weeks for theme park attractions. So if it ain't that bit and that bit Shrek, cool. But Lord of the Rings is coming. Now, I am I didn't get into Lord of the Rings until a few Christmases ago when I told you about this, Bex, on the TikTok live, didn't I? I was stuffing my face with turkey and ham between Christmas and New Year, and probably
as
drinking sherry.
And
I was like, I just want to put something on TV. What can I put on that's going to last a long time? And I thought, I know what, let's put Lord of the Rings on, see if that's any good. Because I'd seen it at the cinema when I was younger, and I was like, yeah, it's all right. Loved it. Right now, I think I'm like, yes, bring that in. Because, like, if you think, okay, it's not as I was saying this to Soph, my wife, just earlier. It what a joyous existence she has hearing about this all day. but I was saying the thing is, like, the Wizarding World is so relatable. We've all gone to secondary school, we've all had to make new friends, we've all had to deal with a bully or whatever, we've all kind of had that feeling of being an outsider and trying to fit in. Like, there's so much relatable stuff, even though the whole thing feels like it's fantastical. It is an absolute masterpiece of literature. But Lord of the Rings is not relatable in that way. It's not. But the depth of it, the detail of it, the scope of it all, like, it honestly, if people are blown away by, oh wow, the Ministry of Magic, or they're blown away by, oh wow, Hogwarts, a castle, right? Have you seen Lord of the Rings? Have you seen the scale of the stuff on that? It is unbelievable. It is on a global scale. So I really hope, really hope that they do it, because I think that could be, like, that could be the thing that people are like, yeah, I'm excited about that. Yeah, I'm excited. And then you go on it. It's like an opening day thing. It could be like the Monsters Unchained thing, right? Where people are like, oh, yeah, that'll be good. Yeah, it's got potential. Yeah, it's good. And people are coming off that and going, that thing's next level. That is genuinely, that like and it stays with people for days. I think there is a massive opportunity, and I think that has genuine potential to be the sleeper hit of this resort. I really do. I think if it, you know, a groundbreaking dark ride on Lord of the Rings, they could absolutely knock it out of the park.
Lord of the Rings is an incredibly immersive world to you know, be a part of. And even if it's not big scale rides, I think they can still create that feeling of being in Hobbiton or Helm's Deep, wherever you want to be in that kind of immersive world. As long as it's based on the trilogy and not the show. But you know what I mean? Like there's so much potential there. And again, it's another set of films that if you are a huge fan of it, you are a huge fan. And it's like, you know, like Harry Potter almost, isn't it? You know, the films are just like three of the greatest films ever made. I mean, the fact that they filmed it back to back as well, and my mind is blown.
Honestly, you know, I'm not lying to you. Like, if you'd have said this to me 5 years ago, I'd have gone like, yeah, all right. I am 100% with you. They, like, those things are masterpieces.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we just say about the IP thing? Like, people, they're making, like, spin-off TV series, which might not be good, but they're making spin-off TV series about these three movies that came out 20 years ago. That is how much staying power that IP has.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You want to invest a few hundred million in a ride system and a fantastic experience around that IP, I don't think you've got to worry about it going out.
Absolutely. You know, Minecraft can suck it. Because you know what I mean? Like, where am I going to go? I'm going to walk around Minecraft, or I'm going to walk around, you know, Lord of the Rings at Universal.
Blows my mind.
You know,
it really does.
But I'm really nerding out about some of these themes, literally. This is where it's not going to be now. It's going to be Shrek.
Honestly, man, like you do not need to worry about that. I mean, look, I'm sorry for people that, you know, maybe you've seen a building here that looks a bit like something that you've seen, you know, the Poison Apple, whatever it is, and you're thinking, oh, but it's the same building. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. But we're also getting Lord of the Rings. All right. So don't worry about it. Okay. This is one of those that I'm absolutely not losing sleep over. Now, do you know what? I think the next one around is probably the easiest to discuss.
This is the one that I'm hearing the most conflicting ideas on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Really? Is this not?
What are you hearing?
I'm hearing Minions, but I'm also hearing Paddington.
Oh, wrong side of the park. We skipped over Paddington earlier.
Sorry to tell you.
Oh, is that? Is that one of the ones they've kind of made not that clear when it is?
Tiny bit.
It's squished between the hotel and Back to the Future. You can see it there. Oh, you zoom in. You can see a balloon ride. You can see another
flat ride
with a big kind of marmalade jar on it.
What could it be?
It's a real mystery, that one. So genuinely, that don't worry. That's going to be Paddington. But I think that one could be subject to change. Like the first couple of films are beloved. I saw the third film. It's decent. It's got some great people in it. Not as well received. They might just be wanting to see how that one plays out, see how much longevity that IP particularly has. But yeah, that one on the right hand side, the furthest right as you look at it, that is Minions. It's going to be Illumination. It's going to be full on Minions. You've got like cruise houses there, even, you know. Like, and if you want a really good idea as to what it's going to look like, feel like, sound like, go on YouTube and look up the Minions Land at Universal Beijing.
In fact,
if you go on and find a satellite image of it, and then try and use the power of your brain to overlay it onto that, you will see that it's almost identical. It's almost identical. That green track that you actually see there that looks like a roller coaster. If it's like Beijing, that will just be theming, and the actual roller coaster will be within that kind of
the building,
marquee,
kind
of, which probably will be kind of more of a kind of a Victorian style kind of iron construction thing, rather than anything kind of made out of fabric.
I mean, how do you feel about that, Lawrence?
About minions?
Yeah, I mean, about it being like pretty much identical.
That's a fair question, Kev. I'm not bothered about it. I'm not bothered about it. Look, it's not going to be. I'm not going to rope drop that first thing. I'm not going to be like, yeah, okay, first day, you know, first day of this park opening. I know where I'm going, baby. I'm going minions. But you know what? If I let my 3-year-old decide, I know where he'd be going. I
mean, you might have to.
Well, you'll have like a 10-year-old then.
Oh yeah, true. Actually,
100%. And I will be. I am going to be educating him on these IPs heavily over the coming years. But no, I mean, look, the park needs something reliable. It needs something that, and when I say reliable, I don't mean in a mechanical sense. I mean reliable in terms of pretty much every family is gonna love it, right? The kids are gonna have a great time, and do you know what? There'll be enough in there for the whole family, you know, and it will be kids first coaster. It will be, you know, they'll have, might have Minion Mayhem and all of that stuff, but they'll have some great stuff there, right? And that it just does not concern me of all of the directions they could have gone. They do make me laugh because they're so ridiculous.
One of them's called Kevin as well, so you know I've got to be there.
I hadn't even put the two of you
there
together.
There are kids at schools that go, it's Kevin the Minion. So yes, and I have to.
That's traumatising.
Yeah. No, not at all. You know?
Oh, man. But no, I genuinely know it's a cut and paste, but then look, so's Jurassic World Adventure, and that does not concern me or upset me in any way. It's just that one is to my tastes and to my preferences and to my demographic, I guess. If I showed my son, and it, to be honest, vicariously, he has watched a lot of theme park vlogs. If I said, look, Minions Land, what do you reckon? He'll be like, when are we going? I mean, you guys got kids, would you say?
Yeah, I think so. And it's just that, again, they've been around for so long now. Like, you forget how long ago the original Despicable Me came out.
Yeah, it's
ages.
Yeah.
2010, 11, something like that, around that kind of time.
Yeah,
something
like at least. That.
So it feels like, because bear in mind, we're still 6 years away.
Yeah.
At least, aren't we? So we're trying to think what's, you know, it's popular now. So I guess that's probably one of the reasons why they're keeping this concept art in a certain way. Because like you say, Lawrence, it's really interesting that they're doing this now, because in 6 years they want to know, okay, well, what is it going to still, is any point building something that's related to Paddington? Because then it might not be as popular.
Exactly. They'll want some maneuverability on this. And okay, nailed on. I'm going to give you a definitive right now, okay? Because I know we're kind of running short on time, but my definitives are Back to the Future, yes. Jurassic World or Jurassic Park, whatever flavor, yes. Minions, yes. And Lord of the Rings, yes. Paddington, big question mark. James Bond, Waterworld, question mark. I think there are some things in here where they have left themselves wiggle room. But then there are other things that I think genuinely, I mean, look, we know how long these things come, you know, take to produce. We know how much planning and effort and time and R&D goes into so much of this. So like, genuinely, they're going to be making decisions very, very soon about what is actually going to be built.
Yeah.
So, part of this, as I said, they seeded this out. They want to know how people respond to it.
I'm glad that we're getting different stuff. I genuinely am glad to see different stuff to what we're getting over in Orlando. I mean, I would have loved a Velocicoaster just because I just want to go ride Velocicoaster all day. But I say it kind of in jest. I'm actually glad that we'll be getting some different you know, coasters, maybe first of their kind. The Back to the Future ride doesn't look like anything that exists anywhere currently. Mm. So, you know, maybe it'll be even better. Doubtful. I would love it if it is a flying coaster, if they bought a Vekoma model. But yeah, I'm just excited to see it start building. And, you know, we talked about this 6 years, and you talked about, you know, they're going to be putting in, you know, deciding what they're going to build soon. We spoke to Francis Jackson, you know, on a couple of episodes ago, and he said when you're 6 years out is like, yeah, that's when everything's kind of starting to get in place for this new attraction. When you're 3 years out, it suddenly feels very close. And, you know, that's 3 years out. So, yeah, these things are going to be getting nailed down now. And it's all going to start happening, I think, very quickly, quicker than we can even imagine, even though there is not currently a spade in the ground, which we should probably talk about, just kind of what happens next. Keir Starmer has done a thing with a fancy curtain and unveiled this lovely artwork that we've been discussing. There are still people, like, rightly pointing out it still needs planning permission granted. However, I mean, knowing how UK politics works, you don't get the Prime Minister to do a fancy ceremony unveiling artwork unless you are nailed on confident that this is going through, do you?
No, you don't. And it's not going for planning permission. They're not applying to, you know, to build this. It's not going through that process. It you know, this isn't like, you know, sticking a dormer window on your roof. This is like, you know, what they're doing here is... they're building, this is genuinely one of the largest engineering projects and construction projects this country has seen outside of wartime. This is enormous. Like, genuinely, more people are going to be working on this at its peak than are working on HS2. Less said about that, probably, than the better.
That's because there's three people working on HS2.
By the way, that one's going, I think you might be right. But, like, genuinely, so, you know, this is going to happen, right? So the way this is happening, this is not going to go to, you know, Jackie Weaver at the parish council. What it's going to do is it's going to be put through to Westminster for a special development order. So if you're feeling particularly nerdy, Google special development order. It will take you to a government website. You can actually set email notifications for every time that page is updated. What do you think I've done? Do you think you should do that? You should probably do that. But, you know, what you'll see there is that is where the big stuff that doesn't need planning permission is going on. So it's like, oh, we're reconfiguring something at what used to be NATO headquarters in Northwood. But I'm going to tell you what, we're just kind of doing some stuff. But everything's transparent. So, like, that's where that's going. It's going into the same place that, like, MOD projects go. So, like, genuinely, like, this is nailed on. Sorry. If you were an NIMBY and you're really upset about this, it's going to happen now. So planning permission, don't worry about it. But what that does mean, though, is we're not going to be able to look at blueprints in the basement of Bedford Town Hall, I was really looking forward to that. You know, I know how much the Runnymede Council offices get bombarded for thought park development. So I was hoping for a piece of that action. It's not going to happen. So that's that. In terms of, like, what is actually going to happen next, well, it's going to be a lot of preparation work, right? What we've seen in that concept art, like, that they don't just go, right, let's stick a roller coaster on it, right? Because, first of all, there's no lake there at the moment. They're gonna have to make that. There's also no electricity in that field. They're gonna have to do that. There's no gas, there's no sanitation, there's no fresh water. There is nothing there. It used to be a brickworks and it has laid derelict for 30 years. There is nothing there, nothing. So they're gonna have to do that. And you know, the geek in me wants them to build little tunnels and little things and stuff underneath there as well, so people can be ferried around and business. But All of that stuff's got to happen. But do you know what? Before they even do that, they've got to build two train stations. They've got to build a new slip road off the A421 so that people like me don't get stuck in the traffic behind, 700, cement mixers or whatever those things are called. You know, those things that spin around and around. Yeah, you know, genuinely, I like, there is so much to do. The first thing that's the first things that we're going to see, and we're already seeing this, is the Wixom's train station, the North South line, that has already been approved for a two platform station. There's nothing there at the moment. It's going to be a two platform station. They're going to be stretching that to at least a four platform station. That's going to involve laying some additional lines and stuff. But again, not a problem. They're going to be moving a train station as well on the East West rail. Again, that's not happened yet. That's going to probably happen after they've built a slip road, which is off the A421, which joins the M1 and the A1. So we're going to see all of this first. Now, I do know that this is the bit which is kind of, this is the thing which has led me to be so sure that this thing is happening, because people who work on the railways, people that work for the highways agency, have been planning those slip roads, those train stations, all of this work. Those plans have been, they've been filed away in a drawer for months, waiting to go. And that's why it needed to happen now, because we've got a summer ahead of us and then we've got a winter, but we need to kick things off. So the first bits that we're going to see is going to be all around infrastructure. It's going to be a civil engineering stuff. We're not going to see track arriving on site, but what we are going to start seeing is we're going to start to see some activity, and God, I just can't wait for it.
You've never been so excited to see a 20-ton digger, JCB excavator in your life. And of course, what we are already seeing is hundreds of theme park nerds descending on the field in Bedford. I think I'm the only person who's not yet been there, so I'm going to do that. I'll meet you down there for a cup of tea.
Hey, you two got to come down here. You've got to come down here. You know, you let me know when, I'll put the kettle on. You come down here, we'll go down there together. We could do an episode from down there.
We could. I think Digital Dan's already doing that. He's nabbed that one.
Yeah, but he's doing, you know, I'm afraid that he knows this, right? You can't monopolize just recording something outside
in
right?
a field.
Yeah, like, you know, it's okay. But no, it has been ridiculous. You know, I've been kind of playing bingo, just kind of going, oh yeah, he's in the field. Yeah. Oh, I know that tree. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Jack Silkstone. All right. Yeah. Sean's there. Okay. Nice. Okay. You know, it is absolutely wild. It's been crazy. Yeah. And it's funny. Everyone goes to the same bush as well. Oh, it's very, very weird.
If you've got an alternative bush which you would like to show us, then
I've got hundreds of bushes. I've got hundreds of good bushes. Everybody goes to the same one. It's almost like there's some sort of witchcraft going on there. It's a bit,
is it like a theme park nerd homing?
Maybe that's the entrance gates, just naturally being drawn. Maybe there's been like some sort of ceremonial sacrifice on the land or something. maybe that's what's happened. Maybe that's what's happened. Who's behind this? Somebody, one of the theme park enthusiasts community. Somebody thought, you know what? I need a good story to cover on my channel.
Yeah,
I'm going to do something horrible on this land, and we're going to build in the name of building a universal theme park. I don't know.
That sounds like an original IP that I could get behind, to be honest.
They're going to feel really silly when that bush isn't actually in the park grounds or something silly, aren't they? Been recording from this bush for the last couple of years. It's in the parks there.
Oh, do you know what? It's happening. It happens already. I mean, you know, I've seen it a few. Actually, when it was announced, there were news crews, and some of them were in completely the wrong place. They were like 2 miles down the road. I was like, yeah, look, you're in a bit of derelict land, but there's a bit of that around here. So, you know, you're in the wrong bit. But no, it's been crazy.
Okay, well, look, this has been fascinating as always. Hopefully enjoyable to listen to. I'm sure, you know, all of this has been discussed online, so I'm not sure we've taught you anything new, but we love having a chat about it, and hopefully you felt involved and embraced in our little theme park.
Very nerdy.
It is very,
very
nerdy.
Geeking out. That's what we're like.
There is going to be so much to unpick on this as we start, you know, seeing diggers moving in. I probably won't get you on to discuss that. That's a bit dull. But once Universal do start confirming certain things, maybe even just their name would be great, then obviously we're going to need to start talking about that in some more detail. So this will not be the last time that we discuss this project, clearly.
Of course not.
And I'm sure even in the next couple of months, we are going to start seeing some developments and some exciting stuff happening. So yes, you will be back. You don't have to just come back and talk about Universal. Come back and talk about whatever you want, hey, you know, within theme park reason.
You know me. You know, now the invitation's out there, it's going to be hard to keep me away. You know, that's it.
Lawrence, it's been amazing having you on as usual. We love having you here, and I know everyone loves hearing all your good Bedford insider knowledge as well. If you haven't found him already, just search Universally Bedford on whichever social media platform takes your fancy. I can recommend TikTok because he's usually there in a very fancy hat, which I do enjoy. You see, you look like from Jurassic Park when you're wearing that hat. It's like you are imitating it already. You can go and find him wherever you fancy, and he's going to be bringing you up to date far more than we will, because he is on top of all of this stuff. If you have enjoyed today's episode, please do give us a like and a review. Let us know what you thought. Let us know if you have any Universal thoughts that we can look at, and some maybe something we've not considered yet. And if you drop us a review, that's going to help as well. For now though, we've been Parkcast,
the UK's original theme park podcast.